The Voice of America presents Jazz Club, USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. Last week we featured all the current poll winners on the various horns in the jazz orchestra. This week we'd like to complete the all-star lineup by presenting the rhythm men and the singers who occupy the top spots in the downbeat and metronome voting. The piano division brought a very close race this year. In metronome, the great Bud Powell, who happens to be my personal favorite, came in third, Lenny Tristano was second, and winner of the top award was George Shearing, the fabulous young blind artist who came here only 4 years ago from England and has since endeared himself to musicians and public alike. This year, he not only was number one pianist in the metronome poll, but his quintet was voted the number one instrumental combo in the downbeat poll. Both his piano style and the sound of the Shearing Quintet have been widely imitated in American jazz circles, and the record we're going to play now shows very clearly why. It is a delightful Denzel Best composition, Nothing But the Best. In the piano department of the downbeat voting, the top place was also occupied by a new star who came to the United States from British territory. He is Oscar Peterson, Canada's gift to the American jazz scene, best known for his recent tours with the Jazz at the Philharmonic concert unit. Peterson combines the technique and taste of Shearing with the ingenuity and facility of Art Tatum, as you can well hear from this record of Get Happy. Oscar Peterson. That guy surely has a style that grows on you. The bass fiddle has produced many great stars in recent years since the late Jimmy Blanton revolutionized bass technique to make this a solo melody instrument as well as a foundation for the jazz band rhythm section. Ray Brown, Oscar Pettiford, and Chubby Jackson were among the top five in this year's Metronome and Downbeat results, but the number one man in both listings was a musician who rose swiftly to popularity when he was with Stan Kenton's orchestra, Eddie Safransky. Here is Eddie with a small group of Kenton stars, Pete Rugolo on piano, in Bass Move. From bass to drums. Jazz drumming has changed greatly in recent years. Instead of a monotonous four-to-the-bar pounding, musicians and fans expect more subtlety and variety, especially in the use of the bass drum, than in the old days. The greatest idol in jazz circles today, according to this year's Metronome poll, is Max Roach, and you'll hear him featured prominently on this record, on which he's teamed with Duke Ellington at the mandolin piano in a very unusual little number that Duke called the New Piano Roll Blues. The reason that the instrument Duke plays there is called a mandolin piano, by the way, is that there's a special attachment to the keys that gives it that special tinny metallic sound. That was this year's metronome winner on drums, Max Roach. And a few minutes from now, you'll hear the downbeat number one drummer, Shelly Mann. But first, let's take a glance at the vocal department in the All-American polls this year. We find that, once again, the favorites in both magazines are the same. Billy Eckstine and Sarah Vaughan. Let's strike a nostalgic note first by going back to the days when Billy Eckstine was the leader of his own orchestra, playing such numbers as this next one, Jitney Man.
Jockey I am. Any place you want to go, I can take you fast or slow. Pull it out of it, I'm the Jitney Man. I can drive, I can. I'm the wheel, I'm the man. Take it easy in your seat. Everything will be all right. Pull it out of it, I'm the Jitney Man. You don't even have to call. Looks like you're going somewhere. And I'll be there with the door wide open waiting. I'm the Jitney Man. Take you and bring you, my friend. I'm always up and down the street. The Jitney driver's got to be. Full speed, you ask, Jitney Man.
Now an example of the unique vocal style that made Sarah Vaughan the number one girl singer. As a matter of fact, she has so many qualities we can't display them all in one record. Rhythmically, she can swing with the best of them, perhaps as much as Ella Fitzgerald. Melodically, her variations on the melody reflect her own great musicianship. She's a fine pianist, you know. And also perhaps reflect her association with such musicians as Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, with whom she worked in the Earl Hines Band. She also has a range of about 2 octaves with beautiful low notes and wonderful very high notes, and I believe she's the only great jazz singer who could also have a career, if she wanted to, as a concert singer. Last week I heard her at Carnegie Hall singing things like Ave Maria and various Negro spirituals and the Lord's Prayer, and she did them all beautifully. Anyway, you're going to hear her and also another of this year's winners, trumpeter Miles Davis, taking a short solo on Sarah's record of Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how?
As I mentioned earlier in the program, the winner for the best small combination was George Shearing. This year's number one big band by a decisive majority in the downbeat poll over Woody Herman was Stan Kenton. A lot of Stan's music isn't jazz, but it's all very ambitious and complicated, and it seems to have made a tremendous impression with countless thousands of admirers. This is another department where I disagree with the voting, but there's no doubt that Stan has contributed some very provocative things to the jazz scene. And I think one of the most interesting to illustrate this would be a number from one of his recent albums entitled Trajectories.
Thank you.
Every year after the announcement of the poll results, a group of the Metronome winners are assembled for an all-star record session. One of the best of these annual dates featured an arrangement written by Pete Rugolo, who again captured the number one spot this year in the arranging department in both magazines. Also on this record, you'll hear Shelley Mann, who is this year's downbeat winner on drums, and guitarist Billy Bauer, who won in both polls, as well as such previous winners as Dizzy Gillespie, Kay Winding, Buddy DeFranco, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, and Charlie Ventura. Here they all are playing with the Metronome All-Stars, Pete Rugolo's Overtime. Presented the winning rhythm men, George Shearing and Oscar Peterson, pianos, Billy Bauer, guitar, Ed Safransky, bass, Max Roach and Shelley Mann, drums, as well as Pete Rugolo, arranger, Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan, vocalists. And there, together with last week's program, you have a representative summation of the current top favorites with America's jazz fans and musicians who voted in these two annual polls. We'd be interested to know how you feel about the voting, which results you agree with and which you disagree with. So if you have any comments about the polls or any suggestions about stars we should feature on the show, don't forget the address is still the same. Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.